I'm gay.
I love that one.
Suck my dick and fuck
it reminds
my
me
ass.
Of, it reminds me of going to see Star Wars in fifth grade.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Suck my fucking dick. Suck my fucking dick.
That song's playing, and you're like, it's back, dude.
You're so like, hell yeah.
I've waited so long for this. Meanwhile, you like the first time you saw Star Wars was like 8 months ago.
Yeah.
But you're a child, and thing. You're like, I've been in a POW camp waiting for the new Star Wars.
Yeah. Oh, man. Honestly, this is gonna. People are gonna be mad at me. I watched Empire Strikes Back, and I did not like it. Again.
Really? Oh. I was remembering the time when we were talking about Star Wars.
Oh no!
And we were talking about which ones are good, and oh, Empire Strikes Back is supposed to be the best one.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it is good. I like it. And Adam,
I
said Adam, would you
about
like
the
to
swipes?
The oh yeah, the swipes.
Oh god,
that was awesome, dude. That was
you
really
know,
good.
I sit with things that I've said and done.
Well, maybe you'd like to apologize.
I you apologize actually, to an audience, but you know, when I'm lying asleep at night trying to fall asleep, one of those mm-hmm. things will pop into my head.
Yeah. What about when you're lying during the day when you're out about town?
Yeah, just talking to anybody.
Just regular lying.
I'm not. No, I'm saying I'm.
When
I'm,
you're in bed, lying I'm, to yourself at night.
Well, yeah. Exactly.
Lying on a man's
I'm,
penis.
I'm lying mm-hmm. in more in more than one way. But those pop into my head, and I just jolt awake as if I'm like someone's poured cold water.
See, that's a nice head. Thing about I do not remember a single thing that happens on
that's,
the show.
That's a great way to be.
People will just be like, will like say, dude, I was just listening to this one or whatever, and I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking yeah. about.
I don't listen to either of you while you're speaking while we're doing the show.
Yeah.
That's, that's also a good rule of thumb.
Even in the moment, I'm not hearing the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's an even a level beyond yes. not remembering. It.
And I basically, I listen every, I'm the only one who listens, and I listen every, like, third thing, because I'm still thinking, yeah. while you're talking, I'm still thinking about the riff that I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trading stocks.
I'm looking
yeah.
for
I'm
the,
on Robin
I'm looking
Hood.
For the next, you know,
yep.
what's, who's going to be the next Rihanna of Cumtown?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who's the next...
Girl that sucks my dick of Cumtown.
Yeah, well, I was thinking that was the first celebrity name that popped into my head.
Yeah, I don't I even think know
of
what
all,
that
I, dude, honestly.
I think of all my bits as my girls.
Yeah,
you know?
They're all hot girls. Yeah.
My Demi Lovato, my Rihanna.
That's, Demi Lovato is
that's
they,
a
them.
Hot. That's a hot mm-hmm. them.
That's a hot right, that's person.
A, that's a really hot
it's
person.
Funny how Demi is turning into someone that we sort of know.
Huh?
So yeah, I mean, she's turning not, into someone we kind of know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You
Demi,
know kind of thing. You, no, you know.
Demi La Pussy, Demi
oh,
La
yeah,
Penis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would mm-hmm. honestly, here's what here's the kind of ally I am.
I know who you're talking
here's
about.
Here's the kind of ally I am. I would fuck Demi Lovato.
Really? I
are
think
they
she
still
looks like shit.
Saying
they.
I think they look like shit.
Are they still saying ally? It's going to be funny when all the woke talk ages the way, like, boomers talk
it's
like
black guys.
It's already
started to, I think.
You know, boomers are like, hey, slick brother man.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what, there's going to be just yeah. like middle-aged people being like, I'm an ally to you, sister girl.
Yeah, you're queering like, comedy.
Yeah, and people are going to be like, god damn.
Yeah, that's, it's pretty it's brutal
well,
already.
Disgusting.
I, like, I just, I don't know who's saying what. I don't give a hell. Mm-hmm, I don't give mm-hmm. a damn care.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying.
Wow. Could,
I'm,
can you cool it with
no,
the language?
No, I'm saying I'm an ally in that I will fuck most people regardless of their gender identity if they have big titties and a pussy. And even if they have
got
big titties,
titties
and a
titties
cock.
And a pussy. What?
Or not even big titties. Just titties of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so, you, whatever parlance you want to use, I don't care how it ages.
I'm on board. The only deal breaker for me is, you know, Gaza.
Yeah. Yeah, if they're pro Gaza.
So what are your.
No, I'd fuck Gal Gadot mm-hmm. still.
Would you?
Yeah.
How about Gal Gadot?
Me too. Oh, okay. Let's yeah. let's explore that.
She'd and still have
like,
the same. She'd still
like,
have to be on the same
she's
yeah.
like,
side of the Israel right. debate.
Yeah. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. I am George Clooney's wife.
Okay, and, all right.
Okay.
Why do we have to bring Amal into this, dude?
Yeah.
A beautiful
Amal. Classic Punjabi.
You know,
Amal.
Maybe he should leave that bitch and find Amal of America.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
A nice white
big bitch from
you know,
Milwaukee
for Clooney. Maybe he could date Rosemary.
Or Minnesota.
Clooney.
Where's the Mall of America?
I think Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of a rude name.
Yeah, to the rest of America.
Right.
Yeah. It's
the
like
Mall
when people,
America.
Yeah, say the Bay or something. Which Bay are you talking about?
I'm going to open a mall here in New York called the Mall of Minnesota's Fucking Gay.
Yeah.
That's good.
See how they deal with that.
Yeah.
I do want to go.
Minnesota fucking can suck my dick mall next to the Stu Leonard's.
I want to go to that mall.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I would go there.
There's a mall in Jersey, right?
Would they have it? Hold on. Yeah, would they have a Sarku Japan?
They would, of course, have a Sarku Japan.
Then I'm going.
Home of salt.
Of course.
Damn, I want a Sarku right now.
Dude, Sarku is insane. I remember eating Sarku like as a 15-year-old and being like, "This, I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack."
I always was like, I love.
Maybe I just went on a bad day, but there was so much sodium in what I was eating.
I never had that thought up until literally like 6 months ago.
Uh-huh.
The only time I had that thought was like,
what is Sarku? It's like a Panda Express?
No. How fucking dare you?
No, Panda Express is actually way better.
Whoa! What the fuck?
I like Panda Express.
Then Sarku Japan.
Yeah.
That was some good eating when I was growing up.
Get the fuck out of here.
Sarku is more savory than Panda Express.
Sarku is a teriyaki style restaurant.
Teriyaki hibachi.
And basically you just get
to... Oh, it's like a Benihana's.
No.
It's at
the mall. Benihana has a different...
It is a food court.
No, Benihana is hibachi. What am I thinking of? They're like the Japanese version of...
Oh, yeah. It's of Korean barbecue. Yeah.
No, that's yakiniku.
That's yakiniku. There's another one that's like...
Very well said.
Thank you.
They're just short order cooks.
It is hibachi. It's just like fast food hibachi, basically.
Okay.
But it's chicken teriyaki, and you pay 99 cents more, and you get double meat.
That's all for double meat?
For double meat.
Wow.
And it's beautiful. It's taste delicious.
That
you can ask
like
for
a
extra
real
sauce.
Flaw in the system.
It's not. You'd think, yeah, you're getting. And look, they have other stuff. They have noodles. They have fucking, you know, egg rolls and shit. But you just get the teriyaki. Mm-hmm. And if you're feeling healthy, you get white rice instead of fried rice.
Oh, okay.
I remember pulling that move when I was 16. I'd be like, I'm watching my figure. I'm going to have the white rice.
I'll
instead
get a mound of white rice.
Wait, is the white rice better than the brown rice?
No,
no, I mean,
fried
instead
rice.
Of fried rice.
Oh, it doesn't have eggs in it.
Yeah. And oil.
And oil and salt.
It's not the eggs.
Yeah. Soy sauce.
And if you really, there was a time in my life where I was working as a paralegal and I was doing a low carb lifestyle.
Okay.
And I would get Sarku Japan just with the steamed vegetables, no rice.
Okay. Very mature.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of, I would say it's better than Panda Express. Panda Express can actually suck my dick and balls. Because the thing with Panda Express is just get Chinese food anywhere else.
Yeah. There was a place that was like Panda Express that wasn't called Panda Express in the Lake Forest food court. Because they had a Panda Express.
Mm. Yeah, food courts, I did not fuck with food court. Chinese food.
Well, I worked in the mall, so it was like lunch break move.
Of course, that there was nothing better than like being like, "What shall we have today?"
Yeah,
what are my seven options?
Right, Charlie's Subs, Sbarro.
Yep,
Panda Express. I wish I could remember the name because they're. Well, I mean, I guess it doesn't fucking matter, but it was
Mama Lardo's. Was that the pizza type?
I remember that place. Sbarro's was more.
I remember going to the mall in Austin, the Highland Mall, and they like their food court was like super fucking depressing.
Oh yeah,
and I remember I was there with Norman Wilkerson, and like all of the food places were like off-brand food places.
Mm-hmm.
We passed by a pizza place, and I was like, "What's this place fucking called? Bizarro's?"
Instead of Sbarro's.
But it's like Bizarro.
Oh, yeah. You really got them.
How about this? Basuras.
Yeah, basura.
Because it's trash. Yeah. Which is actually also the name of your ass.
Well, I didn't need to be up here on a 15-year-old.
My asshole is Spanish.
Pitch them.
No, I didn't mean to.
But if we break it down, it's playing on the theme of
Bizarro.
Of Bizarro.
With Superman.
He's a retarded version of Superman.
Yeah.
Well,
Sbarro's is already pretty close
to Bizarro.
And then it's a pretty good joke.
It's a solid joke, brother. I'll give you a thumbs up on
that.
Wait,
so
I remember thinking,
yeah.
Are you still talking food
court?
No, I
want to pitch you guys on something.
Court. Okay.
I want
to
pitch you.
I remember when
it stinks. Sorry, I thought he was about to pitch.
I was going
to
do the critic.
I remember when Chipotle started moving into food courts and me thinking, there goes the fucking neighborhood.
What's up with people saying Chipotle?
Chipotle.
It's Chipotle, but there's fucking a bunch. The first time I heard it was these dumbass fucking Iowans that owned a tenderloin shop in front of my apartment. And they would say, yeah, it's got Chipotle sauce.
I can't even say it wrong.
They swapped the letters.
Chipotle.
But it's so fucking easy to say Chipotle.
And as a person that ruins words on purpose all the time, that is very annoying.
But now it's a sin. There's other people I've heard say it that way.
Yeah, fucking gringos say it that way, dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not us classic Chicanos.
Well,
Cubanos.
Nick actually is a gringo, I guess, now that I think about it. I'm Greek and you're Jewish.
Yeah, exactly.
A gringo is anyone that's not Mexican.
No, Nick's Irish.
No.
Nick's Irish.
Nick's white, dude.
Yeah, I guess
I'm
so.
White. I'm mixed race. I'm part white, part Irish.
Nick's right. White. You want to be white, but they won't allow Jews to count ever. Mm-hmm. And I am not white. That's how it works ethnically.
I see that. I get that.
But right. Scientifically,
I want to go to this place.
Stubbs, yeah. Czechs, mixed race.
Oh yeah, okay. Because it's a food.
It's a food. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm more peanut butter Czechs mix. Right. Or peanut butter Czechs, right? Oh, I guess there's no mix in that.
Yeah, you're not.
I just started thinking about peanut butter Czechs, which are awesome.
Yeah.
They are really good.
I didn't understand why you were saying I'm more like peanut butter Czechs until I realized you were just like going into.
I was not riffing. I was thinking about snacks.
Going into Candyland.
Yeah.
Because it is like candy. Mm, dude, there's nothing finer than just a fucking bit. Like. In terms of going buck wild, it's absolutely breakfast cereals. The more I age, mm-hmm. a refined man, it's not about donuts. It's not about sweets of other kinds. It's not about show-off cakes and whatnot.
I would never go into. You know, they have in malls like the Sweet Factory or the place that just has a shit ton of candy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. C's is one of them.
C's, C's. And you
Walk and Fuss?
I don't know that one.
You would think that it would be like...
You don't know Walkin' Fuss?
No.
Fucking idiot.
Don't call me that.
You're a fucking idiot.
You think it would be cool, but I just don't really fuck with candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like too much of a good thing.
The Coca-Cola gummies. The Coca-Cola bottle.
Those are awesome. Good.
But I really only like them because they look like Siamese cats.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think of...
Those are like Haribos, though, right?
Haribos?
The Coca-Cola. What is that?
Japanese.
It's German.
Oh.
It is German, which is fucked up. It should be Japanese.
It sounds Japanese.
I'm fucking pissed. When I found out it was German, I was fucking pissed off.
You know what's made up? The Häagen-Dazs?
I know.
It's just a made up word.
That's
so they
not
can charge
German?
35. Well, it's not. It's supposed to sound Danish, but it's...
Yeah. I feel like I discovered that fact.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I told
guys.
You guys.
Adam's been Häagen-Dazs off.
Yeah.
Adam's hogged off a bunch of Das.
Das. Sagen guys.
Yes.
Sagen. Adam's favorite ice cream is Sagen guys. Fuck.
Sagen guys.
Sagen guys.
If you guys want to go with me, there's this new mall, right?
Okay.
Which was like a 15-year
project.
Municipal disaster project by mm-hmm. the Meadowlands.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It
they
was
did
about
just open
to
up.
Open right before COVID.
Hilarious.
And now it's open, but it has...
Do you
want
to go right after the show?
I'm going to the Nets
game. I have to do yoga.
Yeah. But, okay,
but
so...
maybe next week.
This is what they have. They have a water park and America's only indoor skiing facility.
Stealing from Dubai.
Yes. And Japan, I think.
How does indoor skiing work?
They have like a mountain.
Just a big-ass mountain.
Yeah, they build
inside?
A mountain with snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wild.
That's one of the gayest things ever.
What do you mean? We'll get Stav on a toboggan.
I'm
It'll
not,
be so cute.
What's a toboggan?
I don't know.
It's a little sled.
Okay.
It's I'm like the sled version of a radio flyer.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah, dude. I'm doing that for sure.
Yeah, they have blacklight mini golf.
Blacklight mini golf.
And Angry Birds mini golf. Two different
I'll
mini
do
golfs.
Angry Birds mini golf.
And then they have, yeah, they have an aquarium, a Legoland.
Okay.
Yeah, all the stuff for us 35-year-old men.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
How far is it?
It's
an hour?
Right outside the city, like by Giant Stadium.
How long would it take to get there, motherfucker?
Like an hour.
Not even.
Maybe
I guess from here,
45.
Brooklyn. Yeah, 45.
Yeah.
No, it's a straight shot from here, dude. You take Park to Tillery to Fulton to mm-hmm. Willoughby to then Lee over to Nostrand.
Right.
across Kent.
Why are you going that way?
Take a U-turn.
You're going the opposite direction.
Get on the BQE. Take that up. Get off at McGinnis. Take the Pulaski.
Why the Pulaski?
Shoot right over.
Why would you get off before?
Shoot right over Jackson Avenue.
Okay.
Of the Northern Boulevard. Take
so now we're in our story. We're in Woodside.
Yeah. Get on the LIE. Shoot straight shot straight out the Montauk.
It's about 15 minutes. It's about 15, 20 minutes.
Straight shot out the Montauk. Yeah. You get on the ferry.
You get a helicopter Nantucket. From there.
Yeah. Get a helicopter.
Get a blade. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll get one
should
of those
we get
Uber
a blade?
Helicopters.
They How had much helicopters do they cost? On Uber for a minute there.
I remember they were trying to pitch that, yeah.
How much would that cost?
A helicopter out to the Hamptons?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Probably a G?
Remember the helicopter? Their helicopter crashed and killed a bunch of tourists a couple of years ago.
I don't remember that.
It's cool. Like a thing that like nobody wants to do. And they're like, you know what would be fun? Let's do a helicopter ride. And then you die. It's like dying at. It's like literally. It's like dying at mini golf.
Yeah. That's like Black Hawk Down, Mogadishu, dude. Mm-hmm. Everyone respects someone that dies in a helicopter.
That's true.
Adam loves to dish Mogu.
No, that's also a reach.
He wants to dish you Mogu.
That doesn't make any. Who's
it makes a lot of sense. It's a guy with a big dick that you suck.
Yeah.
What's dish?
You guys have a little inside joke, and you call sucking cock dishing. Yeah. Idiot.
Adam's like you got a dish Mogu, and I love when you mog my ass with it.
Come on. That's just made up language.
No,
just a
I don't
secret,
think so.
No,
it's like a gibberish between children.
It's Swahili.
Whoa, so now you're racist too, Adam, saying it was Swahili's made
it's
up.
It's me and a Somali pirate, and he tells me.
Yeah, Adam really wants to hakun my tata.
Sakona my penis.
So we're going to go.
It's called being gay.
It's called being gay.
They have rock climbing.
Not my thing.
Yeah, Adam wants to do a rock climbing, but it's Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
They have a DreamWorks
He
water
wants to
park.
Do cock climbing after climb rock
up,
climbing.
Climb up Dwayne Johnson's penis and then live in his ass.
We could go. We could.
Well, hey there, Mr. Adam. I've got great news for you.
I'm horny.
I'm horny and tickets are open to my ass.
That's rude. Oh, my God. They have indoor surfing at the DreamWorks water park. Yeah.
Look how fucking excited
Sounds like
you
Adam
got.
Wants to beach my boys, if you know what I mean.
What is that?
Adam, I got some boys you can beach right
no,
now.
No, I'm trying to
How's
go...
How's the surfing going, man?
I'm trying to go on a Shrek-themed water slide with my boys.
It's an indoor water park?
I've only been once this summer. Yeah, it's an indoor water park.
That sounds horrible, dude.
I love water parks. They're fun.
Too weird, too dirty.
When I was growing up in Vegas, there was a place called Wet Wild.
We used to
make out with chicks.
We should do next cheat day you have, stuff. Next time you have a cheat meal, we should get a G7 and fly to Lockhart, Texas, and then do a little barbecue trip and then drive down to Schlitterbahn.
That sounds awesome.
Drive down to Schlitterbahn.
Schlitterbahn is America's best water park, right? And it's Nazi-themed.
Why? Yeah, I don't...
Why
I don't,
is it a German...
There's a lot of German motherfuckers out in Texas.
Yeah.
And I don't fuck with it personally.
Well, most of the Mexicans are actually descendants of Nazis.
Germans. Direction Nazis. Yeah.
That's what Trump was trying to stop. He saw the boys.
Yeah, there was that plan, right, where Hitler was going to take over America through Mexico?
Yes.
The Zimmerman plan?
Yeah. The George Zimmerman.
Yeah, it was.
He was a note to Mexico that said, you got to send a guy over there to kill a black kid. Because then it'll introduce some kind of weird race thing that drives everyone insane and the country will implode.
Mm.
Before you know it, there'll be stop Asian hate signs everywhere.
Yep. Yeah.
And then people, you know it's
and
gone
that's
too
when
far.
Japan pounces.
And most reasonable people.
Sakona my penis because you are gay.
I saw someone on a dating app. It was an Asian woman that had protect Asian lives in the bio, but then all of the like black power fists.
Oh.
It's like, are you telling them to do it? Like,
wait. What color were the emojis?
Like, there brown. Was like brown, the shades of brown, like the, you know what I'm talking about? Well, you'll do like a light skin brown fist and then a darker one and then like the super dark.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Midnight.
The dark gross.
That's midnight, wrong. Sorry, you shouldn't be doing blue. That. She shouldn't be doing the black fists.
Yeah.
Just do a regular fist.
It sounds
fist.
Like you're telling black people to protect Asian.
This is on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think any of those emojis should have a skin color. I think it's just it's too dangerous.
They're really they're really stupid.
I think everything should be default yellow.
Yeah.
Well, now it's like half of them. It'll be like it looks like it'll look like the brawny guy, but then the skin is like Chinese, and then it has breasts.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
and then it's like,
sounds hot.
What is this emoji? when are you using
that's
this?
That's me feeling seen.
Yeah. I mean, but when do you use the bride with a mustache emoji other than to make fun of it? It's like, that's like somebody in Silicon Valley is like, do we have to, does one of the brides have to have a mustache?
Yeah. Well, right. I bet you gay men do it as not to make fun of it. Adam?
Hmm? Yeah. It's just getting used on Venmo to,
yeah,
to say
for who you got
your
sucked
wife
off by.
Is on the way from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you plenty of people pay for sex with a man in a wedding dress with a mustache. That's got to be out there.
Yeah, that's
so
hot.
When you're on Venmo and you got to pay the male prostitute you just fucked in the ass while he was wearing a wedding dress, bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
You send them that emoji. That way the cops don't have to know what the Venmo is for. They think you're just making fun of it. Mm-hmm. It's actually genius for sex work.
It strikes me as odd to pay for a male prostitute.
Why?
I feel like gay sex is pretty easy to have.
Yeah, you just have a hunch, huh?
Yeah, it's my hunch.
You just have a hunch about that.
I don't know.
One.
There's an app for just... You see everyone around you who wants to
okay,
fuck.
Okay, here's this, though.
It feels like you'd be, like, probably pretty, like, a no...
It's
no boy.
If you're a businessman...
You don't have a lot of time.
And you don't have time
you
to be
schedule.
On... You can't be fucking on the
you
apps.
You schedule your gay sex.
You gotta schedule your gay sex. The same way, like, Tiger Woods would hire whores. You don't think Tiger can get pussy? Of course. But
yeah,
also, he's also... You're also paying for discretion.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, if you're on the low.
So, actually, if you're a down low brother like you.
If you're on
dick
the down.
Discretion.
Yeah, dick stretching.
Dick stretching.
He's like, you guys thought it was gay? No, he goes to a doctor to make
his
4-centimeter penis larger.
Adam and his boyfriend, they go up on the roof.
It's not
and they go on the roof
situation.
Of the. They goes up on the roof
well,
of the building.
The guy you hook up with, whatever. I know you guys don't believe in labels.
It's
sorry.
Like, they go up on the roof.
It's not modern.
The roof of his building, and Adam's wearing, you know, like a cat burglar kind of outfit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the other guy puts the tip of his dick in Adam's ass, and then Adam clamps down. And he jumps from the top of the building.
Mission Impossible style.
He's like, ba-ba-ba-da, da-na-na, da-na-na.
And then I have to type on a computer. Yeah.
And then he goes, yeah, there's a computer at the bottom of the street, and he types in goatsy.com.
Yeah.
And then he masturbates. And the drop of cum that comes out of his dick when he...
I have to catch it.
Well, yeah, it almost hits the...
The sensors on
the
street.
Sensors on the street.
You're just on the street with a humongous dick in your ass, jacking off to go see upside down. And Bob. God forbid the cum hits the sidewalk,
because like
then you'll be caught.
Yeah, it's like...
Well, the deleted scene from In the Heights.
That's the James Bond music for Mission Impossible. I think that's a little
shut
unrealistic.
The
I think that's a little fuck unrealistic,
up, bro.
I think it would be.
Ba-da-ba-da, ba-da-da, suck on my dick.
Miss Givey Pussy.
Oh, Miss Give Me Pussy.
Oh, Miss Give Me Pussy. And it's Adam in a dress.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, James.
Hi, James. James Bond.
I heard you were using the computer on the sidewalk yesterday.
How did you know about that? I caught the semen.
Well, it was broad daylight. It was on the news.
A lot of people were taking pictures of the gay man with a dick in his ass, jacking off on the sidewalk upside down.
And then you kept singing my song.
Yeah.
The James Bond
that,
song.
My song that played. It's weird that James Bond doesn't know what that song is.
That's true.
No,
world of James Bond,
he's never heard
it.
He's never heard it.
It does exist.
What do you mean?
There's a he's in India in one of them, and a kid plays it on like a snake charming flute, and he's like, I love that song.
Nah.
Yeah.
In the famous movie, Never Say George Clooney's Wife.
That's right.
That's true. I'm pretty sure that's a scene that I'm not making up completely.
I would get sucked off by a mole myself. Mm-hmm. And it's because I'm a sapiosexual.
What should we go through every title of James Bond movie?
I think we did that.
And
did
maybe
we?
Make it in. I don't think we've done that.
I really think we did.
I think we did it, made it gay, yeah.
Well, did we make it Indian?
Oh, make it Indian. Yeah, sorry, I wasn't listening.
Yeah. How about Doctor No More?
Yeah.
Because you moved Doctor. Here and you work at 7-Eleven.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
Doctor
true.
No work on Uber.
From Russia with chutney.
Oh, that's really good.
From chutney with
love. From Russia with chutney. That makes a lot of motherfucking sense.
Yeah, yes.
Because they had a stopover in Moscow flying over here.
Yeah.
Okay. Samosa never dies.
Yeah, that's a food.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I like that.
I fucking love samosas, brother. And the vegetarian, the rare time where I believe the vegetarian version of something is better than the meat-filled version.
Yeah, this was better with Chinese, because I'm just remembering.
Oh, right, we were doing Chinese.
I'm remembering Moonfacer.
Oh, yeah. We can't talk.
Well, all right, we gave it a show. We got three.
Yeah,
in.
We got.
What about, instead of from Russia with love, it's from India with love?
No, I already said from India with chutney.
A couple problems with that one.
Oh, I didn't listen.
You didn't hear from Russia with chutney?
Now I remember from 10 seconds.
He just said
there
it.
There's no way there's not already like a billion Bollywood James Bond.
That's true.
I got to look that up now.
Oh, do they show tits in Bollywood? You'd think they would.
Google, when you Google James Bond films, it just automatically populates Johnny English, like the thumbnail for Johnny English.
What's Johnny English?
The Rowan Atkinson James Bond parody.
Mr. Flick, your bean.
My penis.
I'm gay. Mr. Bean noises.
Mr. Bean's
he's
so
just getting fucked in the ass.
Wait. This is even better. There's a guy who people have termed.
Just getting fucking pounded in his ass. His eyes are bugging out.
Wait, there's a guy who people have nicknamed the Indian James Bond, a real guy, and this is a picture of him. It's just that.
No one's nicknamed him that. Yeah,
people say he's the Indian James Bond.
Is he a fucking spy?
I guess he was a spy.
Did
Ten
he get
things
pussy?
We must know about the Indian James Bond, Ajit Doval.
Ajit Doval?
Yeah.
Sir Roger, more chutney, please.
That's awesome, man.
I like chutney.
Chutney, which is just like a thing in a bunch of cultures. There's like an Indian version of it, but people have chutneys.
He was undercover in Pakistan.
Oh, I mean, that barely counts. That must have been the easiest assignment of all time.
He had to learn a different language. I mean.
He's putting on his costume. Wait, he has a mustache already, and he just puts another mustache on top of it.
Yeah, he puts his feet that are already in sandals in larger sandals.
Just wearing two pairs of sandals and a fake mustache over his regular mustache.
Perfect. Yeah.
They will never guess. They will never guess.
So what was he doing in Pakistan?
He went undercover a couple times, but he showed great dedication and devotion to his country as he spent 7 years in Pakistan working as an undercover agent. Pakistan being a great opponent, he had to learn certain things that would help him remain undercover. He mastered Urdu and learned all the information regarding Pakistani politics, culture, and history. Wow,
that's awesome. Seems like did he get pussy? Is what I need to know.
He remained.
Those are like the requirements for just being like a journalist.
Yeah, yeah. He remained undetected despite extensive ISI surveillance, and managed to carry out his work there successfully. Who wrote this?
He did.
Some fucking Hindu.
He was getting pussy.
Hank Azaria.
Yeah.
Ari Kondabolu is like, why isn't this guy on The Simpsons?
This guy that killed Pakistani.
They should just change The Simpsons.
Did he kill?
Probably. I mean, he's Indian James Bond.
Yeah, you gotta always.
He's probably just a guy that went undercover. It does not sound like James Bond.
It sounds like James Bond.
You gotta side with Pakistan because they're Muslim. But first of all, Pakistan's also bad.
First of all, James Bond, yeah.
Apparently, every
always
chick
take the Muslim
that,
side.
Every pick chick buzz. That he got pussy from, half of them turned out to be bad guy chicks that he had to kill.
Whoa.
And then he met a sweetie chick.
That's awesome. Yeah. But she also died.
But then she died. Yeah.
And he got, and he made, mm-hmm. and he got even more. Got, he met and the only way to fucking solve the, yeah. to fix the pain was to get more pussy.
Yeah. So he met the girls and he thought that they were sweetie girlfriends.
Right.
But it turns out that they were Pakistani bad guys.
Yep. Yeah. That sucks.
That sucks.
what's up, girlfriends?
James Bond was never anywhere for 7 years, though. James Bond got pussy. He was in and out.
Yeah, he would just go to the Bahamas a lot.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of tropical locales.
Mm-hmm. When's the new one coming out?
I don't know.
Have we talked about James Bond on the show recently?
I don't think so. It's been a couple of weeks. it's been a while.
Suck on my dick and butt cheeks. I'm gay. My dick's small.
I'm gay.
I'm gay.
I'm gay.
This guy's so fucking true, dude. That's awesome. John Connery. James, yes. You're going to have to be gay this time. No pussy. Yeah. Oh, my God. Hello, I'm gay. Mm-hmm.
Look at this, 007. It's a fake pussy that you can put inside of a man's ass.
That's cool. This is going to save me later in the film.
I could never just fuck a man's ass. Yeah. But if it's a little pussy that I put in his asshole,
a pussy,
it's in cue. It's not gay if I do it this way.
It's not gay, James. We've tested it rigorously.
James, here's some lipstick and a wig you can put on the man you fuck.
Here's a fake penis with fake cum. You click the pen 3 times and the fake penis will ejaculate.
Cruising starring James Bond.
Dude, they gotta do one of those. Mm. That would be James's fucking biggest challenge of all time, pretending he's gay.
Bad news, 007. There's a homosexual serial killer in Brooklyn. Why is this MI6's responsibility? Well, as you know, England is a gay country.
He has to go cruising.
Yeah. The English diaspora, as realized through global homosexuality, must be protected. Yeah. God save the Queen.
What if Prince Charles wants to go to New York and have gay sex?
But I was recruited specifically because I'm the only English man who doesn't throw up at the sight of pussy.
Why don't we send any of our other hundreds of thousands of gay agents? Yeah.
Because you're James Bond.
Because they're homos, James. They can't be trusted. Mm-hmm.
We need you to infiltrate the Soprano crime family. And you have to do it by having gay sex.
He has to suck off Vito.
Yeah. Maybe I could choose how I infiltrate.
Could I just do it regular?
We already put the dossier together. There's a guy, Vito. He's gay. You have to fuck him.
You have to move to New Hampshire. Mm. Do motorcycle shit.
Oh, remember that Johnny British Kitt. Guy I saw sucking Vito's dick? He was getting pussy the other night.
You told me he's not a faggot.
He's bi.
I thought you said this guy was British. Are you telling me he's not actually British?
Tone, I don't know. He might be straight. He might be bi, Tone.
He could be a spy for MI6.
Christopher, what the fuck are you talking about?
You let a fucking
spy.
You
watching too many fucking movies.
You let a fucking spy into the organization just because he sucked your cock in the parking lot of a construction site? Tone, I thought he was British.
I thought he was British.
It's not like a gay thing on my side. It's like a Mrs. Doubtfire situation.
T, it's okay. Mm-hmm. I fucked a couple guys. Mm-hmm. It's Jay Leno.
Yeah, Jay Leno. One of the Sopranos, famously.
Yeah,
I thought that was for James Bond.
That would be so cool if there was just one episode where Jay Leno was sitting there. They never mentioned that.
Yeah, like the way Tony Siragusa played
apparently,
like a bodyguard.
Yeah, I remember
if
that.
If Jay Leno was just one of the bodyguards that doesn't even get speaking role.
Just a guy from South Jersey, heavy, from the South Jersey family.
Apparently, Tony Soprano got a dick sucked by James Bond. And, Bill Clinton was asked about it, and he said, "Reminds me of Monica Lewinsky."
That's good. That's a good one, Jay.
Kevin Eubanks cracking up.
Are you crazy? Are you crazy,
Jay?
You really went there,
Jay. I got HIV,
Jay.
Kevin Eubanks has HIV.
Yeah. Tell me Kevin Eubanks got sucked off by a British guy who gave him HIV to his fucking mouth.
Gee, I don't know if that's possible.
Mm-hmm. Sopranos, season 3.
Let us get the fucking IP, dude. Mm-hmm.
Give us the Sopranos.
Give us the Sopranos, James Bond, and also the Tonight Show for during the Jay Leno years.
Just give us the shows.
Suck on my fucking penis.
Suck on my penis.
Is Jay Leno Italian?
Yeah.
He is?
Yeah.
Leno Dunham.
He's like, apparently my pussy's disgusting.
I put rocks in my baby sister's pussy.
I look like a bag of laundry. I look like a big old bag of wet laundry.
Jeff
look at everybody,
Leno
look
Dunham.
At my pussy.
Jeff Leno Dunham.
Yeah. Wow.
Good.
Wow, let's
throw something extra.
Yeah, hey, check out this puppet. I got a puppet that looks just like me. It's made out of a fucking bunch of expired dough. Yeah, bunch of overproof.
A bunch of Pillsbury the crescent rolls in the bust and been in the garbage for 2 weeks.
Also, I'm a bitch.
But I'm also some fat bitch. Mm-hmm.
You see, I was thinking Jeff Dunham. The only other Jeff I could think of is Jeff Leach.
Mm. Foxworthy.
Jeff Leach Foxworthy.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you might be a British if you're James Bond.
And it all comes full circle.
Wow.
Wow. A beautiful bow on a very sensical ass motherfucking riff.
You might be British.
No one knows who Jeff Leach is at all.
People know who he is. He just got canceled.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What'd he do?
He was in the Call of Duty games, and then, like, I don't know, I guess some live stream of him.
He said the N-word?
Yeah, he was calling people the N-word.
Wait, seriously?
He's saying it in British?
Wild move for the British.
Yeah. Yeah. So they imported that word.
He was just, he was like, I don't know, I guess he, like, criticized someone. I don't, the whole world of streaming is so bizarre to me.
Yeah.
And I know we do something similar.
It's huge.
But yeah, it's just people play video games. And
it's
then,
so famous.
Yeah, and then people
have
watch them play video games.
About politics?
Yeah.
People, what do you mean debates about politics?
Isn't that what the Hassan does? He just talks to kids about politics? Or does he play video games?
Yeah. I think he plays some video games, but yeah, he's just on all the time.
Adam would like the Hassan Minhaj.
No, I never said that.
Yep.
Yeah.
You would.
Hassan Minhaj?
Or I guess Piker. It doesn't matter. You do both of those things.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't do either, actually.
Yeah, he likes to
Although
huss
I'd rather,
on.
I'd rather Piker.
Yeah. I got something you can huss on right here. Yeah.
That's awesome, dude. We're not even bothering to make them sort of make sense.
No.
It's just the cadence of just calling someone gay now. Yeah. Just any word.
Yeah.
I got something you can huss on right here, pal. You can huss on it.
Oh, yeah, you got to take the train to work.
Yeah.
I got a work you can train right here, bro.
Oh,
yeah, hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of friends of the show, internet personalities, I just want to give a big shout out to Jake Paul or Logan Paul.
I think it was, was it
Jake's
Logan?
The brother. Logan Paul.
I'm giving a shout out to the Floyd Mayweather.
The money team.
Yeah. Floyd Monday George Weather.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Has Jake Paul? Well, actually, Floyd Mayweather. Jake, didn't Floyd Mayweather beat his wife or something?
And in front of his kids, I believe.
So
he
actually,
beat up Jake Paul's wife.
Yeah,
I believe it was one of his wives. Yeah,
that's
Jake
actually
Paul has numerous wives.
And you know what? Fuck the money team. I just remembered.
Yeah. I think also his daughter just recently killed.
When is that fight? That's tonight.
Stabbed NBA young boys.
Is that fight
pregnant
tonight?
That was yesterday.
Oh,
wait,
yesterday.
Are you serious?
It already happened.
I believe so. Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather's daughter killed a rapper's pregnant girlfriend.
NBA young boy has. I found out this out yesterday.
Who won?
It was an exhibition. Yeah,
they just went
to get paid. They hugged each other.
It went eight rounds. Yeah.
Sav and I are like, we're
big
passionate
fight fans
about the sport. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was just to us, it was an affront.
We watched one novelty boxing match.
Yeah, we're basically.
Yeah, the last
sport
I watched was
sport I love.
Mickey Mouse versus Nicolas Cage.
I would watch
that. Those are two gentlemen.
It was 37 rounds to the death. And naturally, Nicolas Cage won because he's more of a fictional character.
Yeah.
But NBA Youngboy is 21 and has like 9 kids.
Nice, respect.
Which is pretty cool.
That is awesome. And a couple of bodies, I believe.
He's killed people too?
I believe so.
Yeah, Floyd Mayweather's daughter.
Hurry up, dude.
Jessica Bridges.
Mm-hmm.
Sevakid.
Sevakid.
Oh, his.
I got a kid
oh,
you can sever right here, pal.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Hurry up, Adam, with the fucking news report.
Hurry up. Know. You can news report my penis.
I don't fucking know, dude. My girlfriend was... when I was
I got
trying
a girlfriend.
Fight,
you can watch
this
fight.
Yep. The fight between...
I got this girlfriend fight tonight.
The episode where Nick just fully goes insane.
Mm-hmm.
The podcast just breaks you finally.
Okay, yeah. So his daughter... His daughter is going to jail for life for stabbing NBA young boy's baby mama.
She's going to jail for life?
Yeah, but it was a stabbing. It sounds pretty bad.
With what, a sword?
Yeah, was it a
katana? Probably.
That's awesome.
It was so funny when you guys stayed with Adam's friend in L.A. and he was like, yeah, I got this sword just in case anyone breaks
in. Yeah,
him.
That was... Dude, when that guy did break in,
then Danny hid in the room with the sword.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the guy broke in.
And then he came out with the katana.
That was awesome.
After the guy was gone.
I totally forgot that guy just broke. Just came.
Yeah, but he was wasted. He was just sitting on the chair using his phone. He just went into the wrong apartment.
How funny if that guy would be like, I'm a huge fan of the show.
Yeah.
That was so
funny. Where were we sleeping on the floor?
Yeah, we were like in his living room on the floor.
It was back when you guys were dating.
When Sav and I were dating.
And you guys shared
a
bed.
We were spooning. But then I was like talking to him. I was like, are you Danny's friend? He's
Adam,
like,
you're not even a spoon.
What do you mean?
You don't get to spoon.
I'm a toothpick?
Like you're even gayer utensil.
Yeah. You're the little fork they use for oysters.
Like a flat spoon. It doesn't even have a dish to it.
Mm.
It's just a circle.
Piece
of shit.
Fuck you.
Maybe you're a sugar spoon.
Thanks, dude.
You know what I would love? A big soft pretzel.
That would be awesome.
That would be nice. With some mustard.
Auntie Anne's. Where was I recently? I was in some mall. And they had not only... Oh, the Queens Mall. Have you been there?
No, where?
Where they got the Cheesecake Factory? Queens Plaza Mall?
Yeah, I've been there by Costco.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a nice mall.
Yeah, it is a nice mall.
I've only ever been to the Costco one
it's
time
in, like,
by
Rego
accident.
Park.
Yeah, yeah. It's not... Yeah,
I went to Cheesecake Factory.
Nice, dude.
In the Queens Mall?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was good. You know, I do the same thing where I take some woman I don't even like to Cheesecake Factory and I pretend I'm living a normal life somewhere.
Yeah. Cheesecake Factory's a hilarious one to go, because that's got to be, would it take you like 45 minutes to get there?
About an hour and 15 minutes, yeah.
To go to the Queens Mall Cheesecake Factory.
And then just have a silent dinner with somebody that hates me.
you just
I'm like,
cosplay suburban.
It's just like
suburban life.
It's just like being in a loveless marriage.
This is what I learned.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I'm not on that type of shit.
You walk around Barnes and Noble. You're like, who am I kidding? Who the fuck am I?
Yeah. My movie
it's very funny to like simulate being a different kind of disappointed frog.
Yeah.
Which I'm so far removed.
No escape is, it's a different, it's like the stupidest form of
escapism. I have to pretend
escapism.
To be, yeah, pretend to be a guy that's also pretending to be happy. But it's just a little bit closer.
It's like having a dream about jacking
off. I do that
stuff.
This is
pussy.
Routinely in my life. It's embarrassing, but I've been like, you know, you walk around and you like just fantasize about things.
Mm-hmm.
Numerous times I've caught myself for like an hour and a half imagining what it would be like if I was good at karaoke.
I know the feeling.
100% earnestly.
I know the feeling.
You know?
You could probably get pussy off karaoke.
It would be great to know how to sing beautifully.
Not in a band. Not a rock star.
No. Yeah, just go on a stage just, and let your heart out.
Yeah.
Just a
yeah.
guy that fucking crushes it at karaoke. Yeah.
It is really, it's a really earnest form of public
expression.
I have
a couple friends that get pussy off karaoke because they have beautiful singing
voices.
I'm
sure. Yeah.
These are friends from Stav's Focus, from his support group.
Yeah.
Of guys who get too much pussy.
I will say one.
And they happen to get it through karaoke.
I was in L.A. once.
The pussy addicted.
And a girl.
Pussy the fat guys that are addicted to pussy.
And a girl flashed her tits at the end of singing Creep by Radiohead.
How big were they?
They were free tits. They were nice. They were nice. They were. They
Hold
were,
on.
They
don't
hard,
Jewish
large.
This up with a cost.
They were free.
A question.
She didn't have mass. Yeah. She didn't have jumbo.
I paid
yoga.
Nothing for them.
I did.
Now, normally,
deal.
I
it
don't like looking
deal.
At breasts, yeah. but
it
these
very,
were free.
It was really cool.
They were free.
They were free.
How not? How to answer my question?
I remember them being all right. Yeah.
Was she hot?
She was hot. And I was like, wow, that was a great performance.
That was awesome.
She had a great voice. And then she was doing it sexy. And then she, at the end, just pulled her top down a little bit.
I got
and showed her tits.
Oh, she went pulled them down.
She pulled the top.
I got
down.
She
titties,
sexy.
I like when
she
titties pop.
She didn't
right
flash
here.
Up like Girls Gone Wild. She
I love when a titty
top
pops
down.
Out. That's awesome.
It was cool. It's very like
art
I don't know.
French.
I feel like everyone was very mature about it too. No one was like a wooga or anything. You know, a boy.
Why is that mature? Why can't you just say, ah, blah, blah, blah.
I don't, I didn't, no one.
I would love to turn into a cartoon wolf.
Yeah.
I would
it
love
would
that.
It would be cool. Like a Tex Avery.
And then women are like, men need to stop turning into cartoon wolves. I'm like, hell no, bitch.
No, bitch, fuck
no.
You.
Awooga.
Awooga, bitch. Look at this big ass tongue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just
why don't you sit on this giant tongue?
Steam coming out of your ears.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sit. Use my tongue like it's a towel and you're just doing the
I love
like,
saying.
Between.
I love saying awooga.
Awooga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hamana. Fuck, dude.
Guys, if you say awooga, you can go ahead and write into the show. P.O. Box 6814, attention, come town.
Yep.
Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, New York, 6814.
6814.
New York, Brooklyn.
New York, Brooklyn.
Put that on the fucking stamp.
Put it on the penny and give it a kiss. You can put that on the penny and give it a kiss, pal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
That's
yes,
one of my classic expressions.
What kind of shoes are those, Adam?
These? They're called
penny loafers?
Para boots.
Para boots.
Yeah.
You gonna get a pair?
I'm not, no. Fuck that.
No.
They're gay, but I was just wondering.
You should try out gay shoes.
They're
all
right shoes.
You know what, Stav, you should get some Wallabies.
I don't know what they are. Wallabies?
Clark's Wallabies?
These are in the style of Clark's Wallabies.
Oh, no, thank you.
No, hold on.
They look very similar.
Nah.
But Clark's are like, I think, more of like a suede, typically.
No, thanks.
These are Clark's Wallabies.
Wu-Tang was really into Wallabies.
Oh, interesting.
In the 90s.
Those are a little better than Adam's shoes.
Yeah.
A little bit better.
No, nah, actually, they're much better.
These are much better. Mine.
Now that I think
Adam,
about it.
I said something cool, and Adam's like, they look like my shoes to ruin.
Yeah, you did try and poison my mind against the Wallabies.
They have this thing. They have this thing.
Like, nah, there's something about these I don't fuck with.
Mm-hmm.
I wear these every day. They're good.
Why not a sneaker?
Dude, I can't. I can't pull the trigger on my next pair of sneaks.
Get a fucking everyday pair of fucking sneakers.
I want a pair of beaters, but I just don't know.
You're over here with these fucked up shoes.
Yeah, I've been wearing shoes recently. I also feel like more of an adult.
You look stupid.
I was saying I need to get
you're
a pair.
You're wearing jeans with
I need,
them, though.
What I need is I like
unless
a pair
you come
of,
in with a fucking suit. No, thanks.
I need a pair of like adult contemporary shorts. No more basketball shorts. I want like a pair of like Dockers.
Oh, I just ordered a pair of summer shorts, my summer shorts. I got those Umbros, the like checker kind of
shorts.
You don't
deserve those.
Why?
You're not an athlete.
I used to wear those when I played soccer.
Check this out.
I'm
going to buy them right now.
You're not an athlete.
I'm going to wear them first.
You're probably so bad at soccer.
No. Watch what happens when I get... I'm going to get express overnight.
But I chose baseball.
I'm going to get express overnight, so you are forever copying me.
No, I told
you. I'm getting Umbros.
But if it's delivered to me... If it's delivered to me first... Because
I'm going to go to a store.
I know your cheap ass got the slowest shipping possible.
You know I got slow. You know I like it slow.
Then guess who's getting... Okay.
Adam got 2-month delivery Amazon, and they pay you $3.
Yeah, Adam, what color did you get?
I think maroon.
He's lying.
He got the sea foam.
I didn't get sea foam.
He was like, what's the opposite of that? And he went maroon. So
I think I got maroon.
And let's see here. Oh, yeah, and that's how you know, because the extra smalls in sea foam are sold out, which means
so that's
I'm not extra
small. And the way they do it is by dick size.
They do. Measure your Well, you know, I can't wear any of these. Inseam's only 8 inches.
No, that's not the shorts that I got.
Yeah, I'm going to get those too, and I'm going to look better.
What are you talking? Why are we all getting these same shorts?
Because I actually wore them as a child.
I wore them too. I used to have a pair.
No, you didn't.
Shut up, dude.
Ooh, should I get these? This men's doctor disrespect. Doctor disrespect, the breech cloth.
It would be cool if we just stopped the competitive aspect and the copying aspect. If we all got the same pair of shorts, it'd be kind of nice.
What do you mean stop the thing that fuels our creative?
That's right, dude.
I'm not trying to...
Calling you a faggot in different kinds of ways. The heart and brain of the show.
What color are you getting?
The getting brain of the show.
Mm-hmm. What color are you getting?
Whatever the fucking color I want. Shut the fuck up, dude.
Don't cuss at me.
Maybe I will.
Because, you know, you cuss at me, and then these folks listening to the show think...
No, they're not allowed to.
They can cuss at me, too.
They're not allowed to.
I just don't... Don't
you ever try to...
Don't curse at our friend Adam, you fucking piece of shit.
Adam.
Thank you.
Who is gay, by the way.
I'm not gay.
But you're not allowed to say it.
I'm not gay.
Dude, okay, do you want support or not, dude? Pick.
What?
Do you want support or not?
Yeah, I'd love support.
Okay, then don't tell... Then just quiet. Headstrong, I'll suck you off.
What color? Did you guys all buy these shorts?
I'm looking.
I'm buying a different pair of shorts.
What kind of shorts did
you
buy?
Got the penis in you.
This is one more am inch. Gay.
Just keep shoving it inside your ass. I'm going to get these Dickies shorts.
Yeah, you're going to get some suck Dickies shorts.
Well, I just want like a thicker pant. Or short pants.
I want something as light as possible.
Wait, 7-inch inseam, that's too fucking long, dude. I need some short shorts.
Come on, bro. That's gay.
Wow.
It's gay to show your knees.
No, what I want is linen shorts.
I'm going to start looking for 4-inch inseam shorts.
4-inch? What, does your testicles flop out the side?
Yep. I don't give a fuck, dude.
I know it's pride and everything, but...
Yeah, I like to have...
my nuts hanging.
I wanted to do
free.
Like a trailer for an Iranian movie, right? Mm-hmm. Where like a guy, he's like having dinner with his sons, and they're like, "What is mama?" You know, it's all subtitled mm-hmm. and bullshit language. And I probably already said I pitched this one out before,
just
but
do
there's,
it
there's an
just
update
go.
To it.
Just do it.
We got 10 minutes.
And they're like, "I don't know where she is," you know. And then there's a knock at the door, and he opens the door, and it's like the police officer.
Yes.
And the police officer's wearing like the little like M. Bison hat and like the open.
Yeah, yeah.
With like you know, kind of you know, like an Iranian police
of
officer.
Of course.
But then he's got short shorts on, and his like penis is like coming out of like the
right.
They're just so short that his dick's like sort of poking out of the side.
That's
and then
awesome.
And then he's wearing like penny loaf. Or whatever, with no
yeah,
socks.
Yeah.
Just whatever. Kind of dumb. And then he's like, "What is it?" And he's like, "I have very bad news." And he's like, "Oh my God." And they're like, "Your wife was caught giving pussy to Africans."
Oh no.
The worst
crime. She's been arrested, you know. And uh-huh. he's like, "Oh my God. Has she been executed yet? I want to see her before I have to have sex with her father."
Right, right.
Per the law.
Per, of course.
Yeah.
Per Iranian
before law. I have to have sex with her father. And then The police is like, detectives are raping her as we speak.
Right. Doing their due diligence.
Yeah. She's in the interrogation room being raped by detectives.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then
that's sad.
And then it kind of dovetails with that other one I pitched to you, Adam, mm-hmm. before about the Iranian guys that are going around holding hands and kissing each other because they're friends.
Yeah,
right.
And then one of them notices the other one's penis is hard, and he has like a crisis and doesn't know whether to call the Iranian FBI on his friend or not.
Which he has to,
right?
Yeah,
he has to. Yeah, it's good citizenship.
And then a bunch of, just what are they called? The award things?
Medals?
Nah, you know when the cuts in a trailer are like the...
With the
winner.
Yeah, like Palme d'Or.
Yeah. That kind of shit.
Yes.
Yeah, winner at the Venice Film Festival.
The Venice Get Your Dick Sucked Festival, which is actually where I go.
Yeah.
And I've won every time.
Adam goes to the Penis Film Festival. Penis really should be spelled P-E-N-I-C-E.
P-E-N-I-C-E.
Penis.
Yeah.
Penis. Gary Penis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking for short shorts.
Yeah, this
Suck
is
short. Are you gonna
this go? Happens every time I go to buy shorts. I'm like, oh, maybe I'll get linen shorts.
Every summer.
And
this
then,
is what happens.
No, and I get overwhelmed with the options.
Maybe I can get 5-inch inseams, I suppose.
That's short, dude.
I need 5-inch.
No, 5-inch is pretty normal.
Shut the fuck up.
Don't cuss at me. I keep asking you.
Suck my dick. I cannot get hard.
I'm a fag.
That's good, dude.
And I'm fucking my ass.
Suck my dick, I wanna fuck a guy.
These are nice, dude. Look at this. Brand Sir Seven.
Sir Seven?
Men's linen classic.
They're a little too long.
Yeah? You don't like those?
They're a little long.
Just roll them down on the top.
That's true. That would be awesome. Like whores in high school.
Yeah.
Damn, I wish I'd gotten pussy from one of those type of girls.
Mm-hmm. As long as we're looking at linen shorts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I'm looking at sneakers right now.
As long as we're looking at linen shorts, we should get just some vibes going. Mm. All right, we got about 5.5 minutes left.
Yeah, I'm just waiting. I got some fucking.
Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll.
Okay, that's pretty good.
All right, Umbro men checkered shorts and out the world.
You got them? What color?
I'm not buying them. I'm just looking at my options.
When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. The old folks say that you gotta end your day by 10. If you're out on a date and you bring it on late, it's a sin. You just lay on the seas and you're gonna lose and never win.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. A Pirelli singlet.
Oh, that's cool.
Like you're wrestling. You should put that on and just walk around your neighborhood.
It's for bicycle shit.
Oh, shit, okay. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Just nipples the fuck out. Should I buy a... There's like a weird mansion in Astoria. It's not that far from... It's pretty far from public transit, but... It would be pretty funny to own a big-ass mansion.
Is this a single occupancy?
No. It's got three...
Units?
Three units.
Oh, you'd be a landlord, dude?
No. Probably me and George would get... our own one, and then maybe you get like Elvis or somebody to move in.
Wow, kind of like a fuck house.
The fuck house
of all the fucking fucked in the head.
The fucked up in the head.
Come buy these Ferrari shorts.
Those are awesome.
Those are pretty badass.
If you guys have any fashion tips, 2XL, looking for a 2XL, 5-inch seam or shorter short. I gotta get my thighs are look how wet my thighs are, Adam. compared to my fucking arm.
The top of you is looking real hollow.
Exactly. And I got to get my fucking thighs like that because right now they're milky white.
Yeah, that's true.
And I got, I mean, look at this. This is embarrassing.
That's no good.
Check it out. Look. Are you getting horny? Mama sucked dick and my daddy fucked me in the ass.
That was.
I'm sucking on a dick and I'm getting my pussy fucked. Suck me on the penis. Fuck me in the ass. I'm a fucking homo. I love having gay sex. Who is this, dude?
Kenny Loggins.
Oh, shit.
I like that.
Nice. My dick is a fucking small. And by the way, this is all, we're discussing music, so it's legal.
Yeah.
Sail away. This is a song about gay guys sailing.
Yeah, so let's discuss this song. I think it's good.
Well, I like the motifs.
Well, when they actually, when Kenny Loggins wrote this song,
yeah,
a lot of people didn't know this. He was gay. Okay.
I did not know that.
Hold on.
Yeah.
He was a
get out of town.
That's crazy. Nick, that's crazy.
Well, everyone, thank you for listening to another episode of Come Down. And that's a nice little tidbit that I had not known about.
Thank you for joining us on Music Chat.
On Music Chat.
On VH1's Music Chat.
Yep. That is awesome. Because I did not know that before.
Yeah. Well, that's when you have the mind of an improv genius. You always find something fresh.
The best part was seeing the little smile on your face when you were starting that.
Yeah.
And you're like, a lot of people.
Nick really knew he had something cooking. Yeah, it's just nice to see the process.
Yeah,
you know?
Mm-hmm. Suck the process.
The process. Well,
what are we doing
works.
For lunch, boys? That's what the listeners really want to know. It's about time for our classic midday break where we recharge to get ready to record yet another perfect episode of the world's smartest show.
I've been off the wagon.
Should we find the Panda Express?
No, I can't do it.
Oh, you can't do it.
I've been off the wagon. I'm back on. I brought salmon with a little side salad of salmon and or of spinach and broccoli.
Well, then maybe I'll have another piece of toast with some orange slices.
Nice. Mm. Sounds good.
Like you just won a soccer game.
Yeah, I'm having a... No. Well, maybe so. I never played soccer. That's kind of gay bullshit.
Well, let's... Let's not end the note show on a divisive note.
It's not a divisive note. I'm just saying, is that what you were eating after you won a soccer game stuff? Is a piece of toast with orange?
No, but
orange
I had orange slices during, after.
Well, orange slices and
who
toast.
Knows?
Orange slices.
Maybe a hot dog. Express.
That's a classic afternoon snack right before a nap so you don't have a fit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they can
never experienced that.
They
in
can
my
tell
life.
That you're about to, you know, act out on your emotional disabilities.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so you need to have an afternoon nap. So you get a piece of orange,
we should
some
start
milk,
napping
and
together.
Then they put you. They put. They trank you.
Yeah.
Mm, do they put butter on the toast?
I'm going to a little butter, honey, and cinnamon.
Oh my god! My dick just got hard.
You know what?
Incredible.
My afternoon snack as a boy was
a man's penis.
Was cold spaghetti from the night before, and then mom would let me cook it myself. So I'd take it out
in her pussy.
No. And then I'd put butter. And a little bit of olive oil and Parmesan cheese on it. And then I put it in the microwave for a minute. And that was my favorite snack. Of the
world. Dude. Spaghetti.
Spaghetti with butter.
Yeah.
Spaghetti,
we're,
butter,
we're
olive
over
oil.
Here talking about really just epic snacks.
Yep.
Toast with butter, honey, and cinnamon.
What's wrong with spaghetti, olive oil?
How about
and
spaghetti?
First of all, that couldn't have been your favorite snack because you're not having that. Spaghetti.
How
every
about
day.
Spaghetti?
No, but there was always
with
cold
the frosting.
In the
no, you're not
spaghetti with the frosting from the Pillsbury cinnamon roll packets.
I would love to be able to go with you on this one, but I've never experienced it. But
me
I
either. It's something I thought about for a second, and now,
What's wrong?
I don't know. This looks. There's like a leak or something, or liquid all over.
Your wall?
Well, I'll have to figure out what the hell that is.
We're gonna figure that out. I'm about to eat some salmon.
Blocked access to the cat's litter box with a piece of something.
The
last week,
everywhere.
And the cat pissed all over the apartment, and then she got used to it. And I was sitting here, and I caught her like going behind the TV to just piss on the try out pissing on the floor. And I was like, "What the fuck are you doing?
You have a place to piss."
Yeah, and the cat was like looking at me as if she was just wanted to try it out.
You gotta lay the smack down, dude.
Mm. Oh yeah, I beat the cat.
Yeah,
for sure. Gotta beat the cat.
You gotta beat the cat.
You gotta beat the cat.
You gotta beat the cat. Pussy up, folks. See us at Six Flags in 1 week. We'll be doing a live show from the Sylvester the Cat Beat the Pussy Up Experience.